Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Warm, because when we're fighting, I don't want to put that arm around her. I want to let her know, look, I don't approve of that argument. You know, I disagree with what you said. You know, and again, even when you're fighting, you should come to a point where you can still get to a point when you can put that arm around. Because again, you wake up with it, that bad energy like Boogie Ellis was talking about. Well, then there's the potential for that to continue and continue. End it. It's not worth it. I think we've seen enough news stories around here lately to know that it's not worth it. You know, petty stuff like that. End it, because you never know when you're not going to have a tomorrow. It's not worth it. And that's what I tell you, is that in marriage, the little fights over the little stuff, it's never worth it. Like in the night on a good note, put your arm around her and kiss her, tell her you love her, and that'll lead you to the next good day.
Never go to bed mad. That's what we do.
That's
Jason,
it.
Thank you so much for
appreciate
joining us. Appreciate it. We've got Chris Harrington coming up next. We'll talk Grizzlies, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Head on over to Frontier Western Store for their famous February sale. This is Frontier's biggest sale of the year, and it's time to save big on boots and apparel. All men's jeans are now on sale. Ariat denim, $10 off. Wrangler and Carhartt pants, $5 off. Select styles marked down even more, up to half price. There's huge savings on Carhartt shirts as well. Select clearance shirts and outerwear, up to 50% off. Ariat shirts and jackets discounted as well. Hurry in for best selection. Women's t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, and Puppy Love as low as $10. Frontier has markdowns in the boot room as well. Hundreds of boots by Double H, Rocky, Durango, and Ariat now priced to move to make room for new spring arrivals. Stop by Frontier today and grab your next pair of dress or work boots. It's the famous February sale at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Wait, our team lost. Why are you celebrating?
Because I just won playing Keno to Go.
Wait, what?
It's a Tennessee lottery game where you decide how you play and what you could win. See, pick one number, match it, and you can win up to $45, or pick 10 numbers for the chance to win up to $300,000. It's up to you.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Well, you gotta play first.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big wins, multiple drawings daily. Now that you know, how will you Keno to Go? Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right here!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Howie, Valentine's Day, jewelry, candy, roses.
You could get all three at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. And Danny, look at this necklace.
And it's beautiful. It's a Love's Crossing, isn't it?
It's a Love's Crossing necklace. They start at only $199. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs on our website at cbu.edu/GEP. That's cbu.edu/GEP.
Orion is redefining doable. Ready to roll up your sleeves and start that renovation project? Orion has home equity lines of credit perfect for knocking out that wall and redefining your living room. Apply today at orionfcu.com. That's orionfcu.com. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Jeff Calkins here, and I've got big news. I'm being cast in an opera, and I'm dead serious about this. I'm going to be cast as Buoso Donati in Gianni Schicchi, part of Opera Memphis' Puccini Double Bill, on February 14th and 15th at GPAC. This is the highlight of my life, and you can get tickets to watch me make my operatic debut at operamemphis.org or by calling 901-257-3100. It's me in the opera. I'm going to knock them dead.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now this is showing up the rat one. Cause I feel it.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound.
All right, Jeffrey, let's do the Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m., brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas, White, and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
We are joined now by Chris Harrington. Chris, what are we listening to today?
This is Me and Paul by Willie Nelson. A belated farewell to Paul English, Willie Nelson's drummer of more than half a century, who died earlier this week. Sort of a love song.
It's nice for Valentine's Day. Have you seen Willie Nelson?
I have. I've seen him several times. I don't know if I've ever seen him in, like, the best of circumstances, though. Right. Like, I saw him at AutoZone Park, which is sort of a weird setup. And I saw him at the Pyramid opening for the Dixie Chicks, which is, like, you know, he's opening in a basketball arena. And I've never seen him in, like, in a small, like, go down to the casinos or whatever kind of setting. So maybe that would have been better.
I always wanted to see him I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and I always wanted to see him at Red Rocks.
Although, actually,
I thought that would be the perfect place to see
him. I saw him, the weirdest one I saw, this is just coming to me, three or four years ago. So he was the headliner. It was at Snowden Grove, whatever they call it now, the amphitheater down in South Haven. He was the headliner. So three act bill. He was the headliner, and the middle act was Alison Krauss. And the opener was Kacey Musgraves, who, like, already had, like, her album was out, and she had a hit, and she was, like, just playing, like, five songs as the opener of a three-act bill with Willie and Alison Krauss.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we have the All-Star Weekend is upon us.
Yeah, we're all fired up about it.
We're so excited. We were joking that there are probably people out there having a legitimate argument with their significant other about staying in to watch the Rising Stars Challenge as opposed to going out for Valentine's Day. In my opinion, if you're having that argument, Just stop.
So there's a little self-evaluation that needs to occur.
Dig deep inside and wonder right. why you really want to watch the Rising Stars Challenge. I get it. You want to see John Morant. You want to see Jaren Jackson Jr. playing for the Team USA. You got Brandon Clark on Team World. Will you be watching tonight, I guess, first and foremost?
I will be DVRing it, and I will go back later. I'm going out tonight with my wife and my kids. We're doing a family thing, which we typically do on Friday nights. It's not a Valentine's Day thing. Like, Friday nights, we go out to eat. And later in the night, I will forward through it for John, Jaren, and Brandon highlights, and that will be the only reason I watch it, out of really quasi-obligation more than anything else.
When you watch it and when you're skimming through, like, what are you looking for? What's a positive Rising Stars Challenge night for the Grizzlies
I think the intrigue here, such that it is that you have Grizzlies on different teams. And so, like, I was down in New Orleans for the first Ja-Zion game, and at shoot-around earlier in the day, we were all standing around, and someone asked Ja about it, and he just looked over, like, down the end of the Brandon Clark was sitting, like, at the other end of the court. He just started yelling at Brandon, like, we're coming for you, Brandon. We're coming for you. Like, you know, we're And so that sort of, like, is Ja going to try to dunk on Brandon Clark? And, you know, some of that fun stuff, like, might be fun because there's a great spirit around this team, and these guys have joked about it. And, you know, is Ja Morant, who's prone to hunt some highlights, is he going to hunt some highlights in a game that's built for highlights? And is he going to sort of steal the show? You know, you have Ja and Zion on the same team, I guess, if they both play. So you may see Ja Morant throwing oops to Zion Williamson. So I would say, like, you know, by the standards of Rising Stars games, this is a pretty interesting one. I'm sort of talking myself into it here
so
in
like
studio.
Maybe, like, it shouldn't be so cut and dry that you should go out to Valentine's Day dinner. Maybe you should go someplace, as Jeffrey Wright suggested, where you can see casually the Rising Stars
Challenge. I don't think this is a thing you need to see in real time, though.
That's true. You'll see the best highlights on Twitter anyway. And I guarantee if Ja or Brandon dunks on
the outcome doesn't matter,
each other,
so it's not like, you know.
Yeah, you're going to see it.
Not like the experience is ruined if you're not seeing it live.
It's not like this is a deciding factor in anything. But you do get Ja and Zion on the same team tonight. Coming off of the Pelicans game last night where Zion had career high 32 points.
Right.
He is now in this category, the eighth 20-point game. First rookie with eight 20-point games in his first 10 games since Michael Jordan. Everyone's just, that's what you're going to hear about today from the national scene. What do you make of that? And what do you make of the rookie of the year race as that national Zion narrative continues to grow? Meanwhile, people in Memphis here are like, come on, it's Ja Morant.
As long as Ja Morant, like, plays the rest of the season.
As long as he exists.
Yeah, as long, you know, if something happens and he, like, misses a month, well, it's a different story. But assuming he plays the rest of the season and continues on his current pace, I can't imagine him not winning Rookie of the Year. The only way that happens, I think, is if Zion is as good or better and the Pelicans take the playoff spot from the Grizzlies, then maybe you build a narrative around that. And I guess I could see people talking themselves into voting that way. I still don't think it would be right. And I'm not someone, like I'm someone who, like, 3 or 4 years ago, I was mad that Malcolm Brogdon won Rookie of the Year over Joel Embiid, even though Embiid played 30 games. Because, come on. Like, when you look back in history, what do you want to say who won Rookie of the Year, Malcolm Brogdon or Joel Embiid? Turns out Brogdon's actually been better than I thought going forward. And so I do think, like, peak value can trump, like, long-term value if the differences are profound. The differences are not profound here. Ja Morant is awesome. He's going to be awesome over the course of an entire season. So to me, it shouldn't be much of a debate.
Well, and you mentioned that idea of if the Pelicans could overtake the Grizzlies in the playoff race. Pelicans lose to OKC last night.
Yeah, they got
to
win, too.
That's
you know?
The point. Well, first of all, I asked Jason when he was sitting in here in our last segment. You have this narrative around Zion, and it's Zion, 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 but the Pelicans lose. Meanwhile, with Ja Morant, as Ja Morant has continued to grow into himself, and I mean, he came pretty electric out the gate, but as he's continued to find himself in his rookie season, the Grizzlies, this young Grizzlies team, is finding itself along with him. How beneficial has that been for the chemistry of this Grizzlies team that they've had success in combination with Ja, as opposed to, you know, right now it's the Zion show, but they're not winning the game?
That is the way Ja plays, though. For all the highlights, he is more
a facilitator.
He is a point guard, and he will tell you, like, himself, like, I'm a point guard. He's not Allen Iverson, right? He is I've likened him to, like, a more athletic Chris Paul. I made the, like, Chris Paul, Derrick Rose, like, you know, combination sort of comparison a while back. He is a real point guard, and so he is not a guy, I don't know if he's ever going to average, like, 28 points a game or whatever, even at his peak, because I don't know if he's going to play that way, right? And so I think he is about, when you watch him play, he is about, okay, it's time to, we have a chance to win the game. Some nights you don't. But comes fourth quarter, you got a chance to win the game. What do I need to do to win this game? And sometimes that's taking over, and sometimes it's not. And I just think he what is most impressive about him, it's sort of hard to pick one thing, but that court sense and that sense of control and that sort of almost, you know, wise beyond his years sense of managing a game that, like, great point guards have, that's really what he's about. And so I think, you know, it's hard to separate the Ja Morant individual performance from the fact that the Grizzlies are so much better than they were supposed to be, because I think those two things are very much linked, and that's part of the why Ja Morant's great. It is really is beyond the highlight stuff with him.
And it's really easy to throw around a cliche, like a team-first guy, but with Ja Morant,
he's a winning-first guy.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect way.
And sometimes that means I'm just going to go one-on-one.
Take over?
Right.
But he knows when that time is and when it's time to dish it off to someone else, and that's what makes him great. So Grizzlies, 4.5 games behind the Mavs and the Thunder in the West, going to the All-Star break, 4 games ahead of the Trailblazers, 5 games ahead of the Spurs, and now 5.5 games ahead of the Pelicans. If you are on Twitter and you see this kind of weird Grizzlies-Pelicans rivalry starting to pop up, people are quick to point out that the Grizzlies have one of the hardest schedules coming out of the break, and the Pelicans have one of the easiest.
Yeah, by some measures, the hardest. I wrote a little thing today. I did a notebook, and there's a billion things in it. But one of the things is that since January 1st, and this is sort of throwing water on the Grizzlies parade a little bit, since January 1st, Grizzlies are 15-5. If I'm remembering all this correctly, I don't have it in front of me. They've only played 6 games against teams with a winning record. They're 4-2 against teams with a winning record. Okay, that sounds good. Not many of them, but you're winning them, right? They played the Clippers without Paul George. They played the Rockets. That was a win. They beat the Rockets without Russell Westbrook. They beat the Nuggets without Jamal Murray. And they beat the Mavericks without Luka Doncic. Every win they've had in the last 20 games against a winning team has come without one of the two best players on the floor. So I do think that raises the question of, is this record inflated by the schedule they have played to this point? And if they have the hardest schedule in the NBA after the All-Star break, are we going to see something a lot different? I do think that's a real question.
We are talking with Chris Harrington, columnist and NBA contributor for the Daily Memphian. And as you mentioned, your latest Grizzlies mailbag is up. You can find it on the Daily Memphian. You can read it all day, every day through the All-Star break to fill the void.
It may take you that long.
It might. Yeah, it was a little longer than I anticipated when I sat down to read it last night. Someone asked you I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the Grizzlies schedule being difficult coming out of the All-Star break and maybe the Pelicans being a little easier. Something that kind of took me aback was when you go to 538 and you look at their playoff projections.
Right.
They have the Grizzlies at, if you go to the first page that comes up, Grizzlies at a 12%. But that doesn't exactly paint the most accurate of pictures.
I don't think I'm putting a thumb on the scale to say of their two projections, one makes more sense to me than the other, because the one that you're mentioning that's the default is based on their preseason player ratings. For a team that's so young as the Grizzlies are, I think what we actually have learned about the team in season means a lot more than what we thought was going to happen before the preseason. So I throw that out. And so to me, their other projection, which is based on applying what teams have actually done in season to their future schedules, to me makes a lot more sense as something to look at.
Yeah, as I read it, I was like, oh, that's something I didn't realize. So thank you. Someone also asked you in the mailbag when the last time it was this fun to be a Grizzlies fan. And I appreciated and was very pleased that it was a time I was actually in Memphis, because I've only been here for a short period of time. But you said April of 2017, the Grizzlies.
That was the last playoff series the Grizzlies were in. And if you remember, like, you know, we had the whole take that for data, they're not going to rook us thing, which was, you know, however we look back on it now, at the time, that was a lot of fun, right? But that set up this return home to Memphis. There were 2 games in FedEx Forum against the Spurs. They were down 0-2. They come home for 2 home games. Game 3, Zach Randolph, who had been coming off the bench, was moved back into the starting lineup. He goes for close to 20-10. They win the game. After that game, fans are chanting Zebo, Zebo all around the FedEx Forum concourse. He was gone the next summer. That was the last great moment of, like, putting your arms around Zach Randolph, right? And then the next game was, in some ways, I mean, they lost the series, so that puts a certain spin on it. But as a game itself, you could argue the best game in franchise history, because Kawhi Leonard was as good as he's ever been, including last year when he won a title. Mike Conley goes head-to-head with him, trades baskets with him through an overtime game, has maybe the best game of Mike Conley's career. And then Marc Gasol hit a buzzer beater, like zero on the clock, a buzzer beater in overtime to win a playoff game. I mean, that was pretty great. I'm glad we have that as part of, like, the lore of the franchise, right?
Well, and I always feel so lucky because being here for such a short, I mean, really just 1 year left of that core four lore and experience, to be able to have that playoff series and to have those moments. And funny enough, I was talking to a coworker yesterday afternoon before your column went up, and he just out of the blue said, man, remember that game when Marc Gasol hit the buzzer beater to beat the Spurs in the playoffs? Like, I hope we get back to that kind of feeling with the Grizzlies.
There aren't many buzzer beaters to win playoff games.
No.
And then that one was an overtime, right?
And it was Gasol, and it felt good. I feel like the All-Star break, you know, it's not the halfway point of the season by any means. It's like two-thirds of the season. But it's such a time for people to sit back and reflect because they don't have a lot of other things to do except for dive into the joys and wonders of the All-Star weekend. When you look back at this past Grizzlies season so far, is there a moment specifically that stands out to you where you remember thinking, oh, this has a chance to be really, really fun and ahead of schedule this season?
The game, it's not the most memorable game of the season. Like, you could point to the Brooklyn game and the overtime win early in the season against Brooklyn where Ja blocked Kyrie and he had the little flip pass to Jay Crowder for the win. You could point to the game in Charlotte where he went, like, you know, through the trees to win the game at his dad's courtside. So it's not necessarily the most memorable moment. But the game, to me, the game this season where it flipped, where I recognized that it had flipped and I wrote about it that night, was the home game against the Heat, where, you know, they get spanked by the Heat on opening night in Miami, and this was, I think, in mid-December. They came home. They beat the Heat soundly. They finished the game with Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant, the three rising stars, all playing together. And I watched that game that night and said, oh, this team is actually good. And I wrote that night, like, this is not a fluke. This team is good. I don't know what's happening going forward, but this is real. Like, you know, sound the alarm. This is not a drill. This team is good. And that was the night that, for me, at least individually, it clicked that, oh, this is not the 25-win Grizzlies we thought we were going to get.
When you prognosticate ahead, because this is the fun time where you can do that before this team has to start playing more games, before they have to play maybe the toughest schedule in the NBA going forward, someone in your mailbag also asked, in the history of the NBA, if there had been a team who'd made the playoffs who their two leading scorers were younger than 21.
Yeah, that was an interesting question, and I made it the lead question. It was an interesting question I had not thought about at all, and I read it, and I thought, well, surely this has not happened before. Right. And it turns out it has not happened. There's never been a team ever to make the playoffs where the first and second leading scorer are both not legal drinking age yet, right? But even beyond that, there's only been one player, one player ever in NBA history who has been the leading scorer on a playoff team before age 21, and that player actually did it twice, which is Carmelo Anthony. And there's a lot more detail in that you can read. But if the Grizzlies make the playoffs with Ja and Jaren as the top two scorers, which is the case right now, that will be the first time in NBA history that has happened with two players under age 21.
And we will be forced to find out, what do you do with the champagne showers?
We got that apple juice champagne going on.
Yeah, sparkling
on, right?
Cider. Right, sparkling right. Cider. That's a sticky celebration there. I asked Jason, I'm asking you, because it is Valentine's Day, you are married with children, one piece of advice on this day dedicated to love that you think is a short key to a successful relationship.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
I know.
I'm not great at all that.
I'm not either.
I do think, like, the person, especially if you end up marrying someone, like, which is the final step in the relationship, right? The person you're with should be like your friend, right? It should not just be, I mean, like, you should marry your best friend, right? And I certainly, like, there's no one I'd rather, like, talk to than my wife, right? And so I just think that has to be it. It has to be rooted in, like, a real friendship and affinity for each other that is romantic but is beyond romantic, right?
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy All-Star Weekend and the All-Star break. That was Chris Harrington, columnist and NBA contributor for the Daily Memphian. You can go read his Grizzlies mailbag at thedailymemphian.com. We will be right back. When we come back, I am handing out some Memphis sports Valentines, because why not? 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
And then there was just the suspense of whether he would get his first triple-double.
Beal into the front court. Beal going to feed for Bertans. Deep three. Morant could get the rebound here. He does. Triple-double. And Kyle Anderson knew it. The Grizzlies knew it.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis is Grizz Sports Station. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is February, and that means it is time to get to Pimentos. If you haven't done it yet, you are making a mistake, because in February, if you mention my name, Jeff Conkins, after 5 o'clock, at either of the two Pimentos locations, it can be the drive-through too, by the way, the one on Houston Levy in Collierville has a drive-through. Drive on through, say my name, and you get a hamburger for $5. Not just any hamburger. You can have any of their spectacular hamburgers, the one with an egg on it, the one with the french fries on it. I'd start with the pimento cheeseburger with their unbelievable bacon. It comes glazed in the same glaze that they use on their delicious ham, sweet, crunchy bacon, delicious jalapeno pimento cheese on a big old juicy burger with bread that I can't even begin to describe for $5. It's just in February. It's the Jeff Calkins special. I've never had one of those. The Jeff Calkins special, $5, after 5 at either of the Pimentos locations, one on Houston Levy in Collierville, one on Poplar, just to the east of the interstate. Get there now.
Hey, everybody. Love is in the air, and no one loves their customers more than our friends at All Star Chevrolet. Because if you would love to be in a new Chevy right now, Olive Branch is where you want to be. They have all the deals you'll love, like new 2020 Silverados with 0 for 72, plus thousands in customer cash. 0 for 72 with a new 2020 Equinox as well, plus thousands in cash when you finance with GM. And not to brag, Chevy just keeps getting more awards, and the awards mean something, people, like the new Corvette Stingray 2020 North American Car of the Year. So head to Olive Branch and drive a new All-Star Chevrolet today. Drive them all. Remember, not the Pike, not Mount Moriah, not South Haven or Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch. And everybody at All-Star Chevy has one job: to make sure you get a better deal that's more fun and in record time. So if you'd love to have a new Chevy right now, maybe a new Silverado, find new roads to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch or go to allstarautogroup.com.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
Howie, for Valentine's Day, we always want jewelry, but we expect the chocolate and the roses, too.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got all three for you. Spend $99 or more, and you're going to get a free box of chocolates and a dozen roses. If you want a diamond heart necklace and a gold rose, only $149. Plus, you're going to get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates while supplies last.
I don't expect any less from you guys. Why go anywhere else? It's Valentine's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
I don't know. Free financing, five locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Jessica Benson in for Jeff today. This Valentine's Day, this day for love and for reflecting on the Memphis Tigers' sad loss and for getting so excited about the NBA Rising Stars Challenge. Jeffrey, I know you celebrated Valentine's Day last night.
Indeed, I did.
This is, we actually share something this Valentine's Day, in that we are both with our significant others celebrating our first Valentine's Day as an engaged couple
with a ring on it.
Did it change anything for you this fine year?
Not really. I think there was more of an effort to make it, for me at least, because she's done such an amazing job planning the wedding, and I'm fully aware of how much it has stressed her out. I mean, I don't think this is breaking news to anyone that's ever been around a woman planning a wedding, but there was a concerted effort for me to make sure that it was the things that she likes, which is low-key. She likes it to be me and her, and I was trying to make it as stress-free and relaxing and enjoyable as possible.
You avoided the crowds,
correct,
which is huge.
Correct. And she doesn't do great in crowds.
It's fair. Especially Valentine's Day crowds. There's just something about it.
Yes. And we also avoided a prefix menu.
I hate prefix menus. I hate them. You told me that, and I was like, oh, your fiancé is great.
Yeah, we avoided the prefix
Please
menu.
Please don't choose what I have to eat.
Don't limit my options. Although I say that, I feel like Cheesecake Factory needs a prefix menu. The places that
That's
have the
fair.
Massive, like the, like,
give me a streamlined option on one page where I don't have to turn a page.
Yeah.
And we can just settle it right there.
Well, I used to have whoever, like, whenever we in college, you and I went to college in similar areas. Whenever we would go to, like, Cheesecake Factory, you know, in Brentwood or whatever, I would have whoever was sitting at the table across from me, I would have them pick a random number between, like, you know, like 12 and 27, where the pages of the actual food are. And whatever that number was, I just ordered off that page.
That's pretty smart. That's like Cheesecake Roulette.
Yeah, it's at that point, it was exciting. Because it's not like you going, you know what? Cheesecake Factory's Asian cuisine is way better than their Italian cuisine, which is way better than
their cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's like they have an identity crisis. It's all the same. It's a five, so.
I just want a piece of cheesecake. I just have that for dinner? Thank you. Well, I think that's very nice of you. See, we were engaged in May, and we've taken our sweet time in getting to do our wedding planning, and we've actually just started. So this has been the week where we've realized that planning a wedding is actually the worst thing in the entire world. Not just what everyone says is the worst thing in the entire world, but it's expensive, and it's detail-oriented, and it's crazy. So this year, we both decided on no gifts, and we celebrated on Tuesday night on Wednesday night, because as I mentioned, I will be spending my Valentine's Day night at a high school gym covering high school basketball for Local 24 and our wonderful shows Local Prep Live and Sonic Sports Blast that you can see on CW30, 10 a.m., 10 p.m. on Saturdays. So my Valentine's Day is
Nailed
full
that plug,
of,
by the way.
Thank you. I used to say every time I would see like air balls.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent a lot of Valentine's Days.
Yeah.
It feels like they typically fall on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been a trend of mine. It's like falling in love with so many air balls.
Mm-hmm.
But so we did our Valentine's
Shots
Day
hit directly
early
off the backboard.
But I will say, yes, brick
yes
into your love.
Mm-hmm.
if your significant other agrees on a no gift, what I would say is still maybe do some flowers. Like last night, mm-hmm. Chris got me flowers, mm-hmm. and that was wonderful. That's all I needed.
Mm-hmm. I threw in a box of chocolates and a teddy bear with it.
That's pretty nice. We did like joint chocolate. They opened a Dinstals downtown, mm-hmm. and that was a scary thing to find out. But even if your significant other has said, I don't need a gift, flowers are good. This is me giving you a pro tip to succeed on Valentine's Day mm-hmm. and not end up as miserable as Memphis Tigers basketball fans last night. Mm-hmm. It's a nice seg there. So I also have created some DIY, do-it-yourself Valentines, some last-minute ideas for you. If you are looking for a special, specific message to send maybe your significant other, someone that you want to be your significant other. So you're going to have to envision what they look like because this is the radio. So allow me to describe them. But my first one that I think is very, really goes for all ages and all stages of a relationship. And I love that we have the Katy Perry under mm-hmm. music now. You got to get a picture of Lester Quinones'
thigh. He is thin, though.
He is. Yeah. Well, his thighs are mm-hmm. a little meaty.
Yeah, no, they're jacked.
Get a picture of
he
that thigh.
He squats well.
There was a moment in the game last night, in the Memphis-Cincinnati game, where they were in a timeout, and the camera was zoomed just on Lester's thigh with his shorts rolled up. And Chris said, you should take a picture of that for your Valentine. But you could say, the thigh's the limit. With how much I love
it.
You.
Love it.
See, all you got to do.
Love it.
Go get a picture, cut it out, put the words. It's very easy. I'm a big fan of arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. You could also go the route of the Grizzlies. You could have a picture of Ja Morant's goggles and say, you've got me all goggly-eyed as opposed to googly-eyed. There. Or you could make this a twofer.
Mm-hmm.
My vision is 2020, and I love you.
Oh, love it.
Yep. We love John Morant's goggles here.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a picture of the entire Grizzlies team, Grizz Next Gen, and say, you make me feel young again. Because
love
who
it.
Doesn't love to feel young?
Love it.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You could go with You're My Unicorn and a picture of Jaren Jackson Jr., or a former unicorn, you could put a picture of James Wiseman with the words, baby, don't go. Baby, please don't go.
Please stay.
Please stay would
also
work.
Somehow this turned into a Lisa Loeb song.
There are so many ways that you could go about that. You could do a picture of Penny Hardaway and say, forget about all the smoke because, baby, you're straight fire.
There you go. I love it. That's a great spin.
Yeah, positive spin
yes.
on the tagline of the season. Or how about a picture of Ryan Silverfield?
Mm.
If you're ready to take it to the next level, you could say, let's take the interim tag off.
I love
Make
that
this
one.
Thing official.
Yeah.
You could go
that was
simple.
Actually that was my speech to Aaliyah.
Was it? You
yeah,
took the interim
yeah,
tag
yes,
off.
Exactly.
Wow, that is
yeah.
sporty mm-hmm. to a T.
Yes.
You could go really simple. My love for you is deeper than a Tyler Harris 3.
Mm.
Or you could go with a little poetry. Some nice. I went to poetry after the Tigers lost last night, and I feel like some people thought it was being shady. It was not. When I'm sad, I turn to poetry to write my feelings. This one would be, roses are red, violets are blue. Unlike the Memphis Express, I won't leave you.
Yeah.
You could sub in James Wiseman. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to give the Memphis Express some love.
Yeah.
You could also do that famous or famous popular meme gif where it's like, you versus the guy
oh, yeah.
she told you not to worry about.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could put you
mm-hmm.
as the AAF
yeah.
and the guy she told you mm-hmm. not to worry about as the XFL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go a little, maybe you're not just all about Memphis. Maybe you're more interested in the SEC. You could go the Mike Leach route with, arg you my Valentine,
mm-hmm.
with a nice picture of the pirate.
Pirate puns always work.
Pirate puns work at all times of year. Or you could do I choose you. With a picture of the Lane train rolling into Oxford. Little choo-choo train. We also have some national contentions. I have seen many of people. I just saw someone had a great one of Jimmy Garoppolo that was like, I won't pass, ..
yeah.
on a chance to
Kyle
be with
Shanahan.
You.
It works either way, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I came up with, and I'm sure I'm not the first person, so I won't pretend to be the genius of this one, but maybe a picture of Patrick Mahomes with please be more than Mahomey on this Valentine's Day. Or you can keep things very simple with thanks for not cheating on me like the Astros. Or you stole my heart like the Astros stole signs. But whatever you do, this is my biggest piece.
They did not gain an advantage, though.
My biggest piece of Valentine's Day advice for all you sports fans out there is don't look for the Astros in cues on how to apologize if you screw up this Valentine's Day.
With that being said, I did feel like they took the Taylor Swift approach from Style. It's like, yeah, I cheated, but you did too, so we're cool, right?
This evens out. We're good, right? And if we just talk about it in this completely nonsensical way, you forgive us. We're cute. We wrote a song.
Yeah, well, look over there.
Yeah, so if you forget to get the flowers or forget to get the chocolate, or maybe you just forgot today was Valentine's Day because you were so labored in your sadness over the sense of the Memphis basketball program, or maybe you were so like swimming in gladness over how exciting the Grizzlies are and you are psyched to watch Ja Morant. And when I said maybe you should question if you're staying home to watch the Rising Stars Challenge, you were like, shoot, today's Valentine's Day? I thought this was Rising Stars Challenge Day. There are some options for you in making your Valentines for your loves. We love you for listening here on 92.9 FM ESPN and for keeping things fun and entertaining all year long. I like to think of Valentine's Day as an appreciation day. It doesn't have to just be about love, because like Valentine's Day is kind of gross and it's like super sappy and full of PDA and all that jazz. So if you just look at it as a day of thanks for those that you care about in your life, that's what I'm saying to you today. And when we come back, I'm going to have one story you've been waiting for, and it's going to kind of fit into that mold. So maybe we'll leave things on a positive note as we head into the weekend. We'll have that coming up next for you here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sure, Memphians love up Jeffrey Wright, not just because he's the lovable guy who loves to gamble and watches 7 TVs at once, including The Bachelor with his fiance, but because of sports. Weekdays on the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Feeling the love from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Guess what? The Grizzlies games are now on 92.9 FM ESPN via the radio.com app. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
Love is in the air, and Dinstals is the place to win the heart of your special Valentine. For over 100 years, our family has created handmade chocolates using only the finest ingredients in our Memphis candy kitchen. Select from an array of beautiful heart-shaped boxes packed with caramels and fudge, nougats and creams, to nuts and tartlets. And for your Valentine's parties, Dinstals has everything from marshmallow hearts to the award-winning fudge pops, a Dinstals tradition. February the 11th is the launch of Dinstals' famous chocolate-covered strawberries. Fresh, ripe berries dipped in fondant and enrobed in rich milk chocolate. Nobody dips them like Dinstals. Place your order today at your favorite Dinstals location, Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, Collierville, or our new store downtown. This Valentine's Day, say, I love you with Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has the trifecta this Valentine's Day. Spend $99 or more on a piece of jewelry she'll love, and you'll get a dozen roses and a box of chocolates. While supplies last, in-store only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For Memphis locations in the new one in Little Rock.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Deadlines, people, deadlines!
Oh boy.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy, on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See 5hewin.com for details.
And I was at the Grizzlies the other day, and I ran into another media member, and I will not say this person's name because he or she didn't ask for that, but they revealed that they had gotten their computer fixed at Cooper Systems. At Cooper Systems, they they had heard Gary talking about Cooper Systems. They heard me talking about Cooper Systems. They had a computer that was broken, so they headed into Cooper Systems, handed the computer, and the answer was that it worked beautifully. They fixed it. It has been repaired ever since. No problems. Cheap, efficient. Inexpensive, of course. Not cheap, but the repairs were inexpensive, efficient. And it's funny. They just volunteered it out of the blue about Cooper Systems. We've been talking about Cooper Systems for a long time here on this radio station. And by all means, you can buy a new or used computer there, a refurbished computer there. You can also, though, get your computer repaired there. Big box stores, really complicated to get your computer repaired. You bring it in, they want to sell you a new one, they tell you warranty's no good, whatever it is. They say, send your computer off to wherever for months. Cooper Systems, technicians are right there on site. If you have any questions, you can call back after you pick up your computer. They will answer. It's Lee and Lauren Cooper, for heaven's sakes. They are there to stand behind their work. Cooper Systems is located in the Mount Moriah office park. You can give them a call at 360-9679, 360-9679.
Attention, everyone. With Dell's President's Day sale, get monumental savings on Dell business PCs with Intel Core processors and business tech. Deals are live now with doorbusters up to 60% off on President's Day the 17th. Our small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business at President's Day prices by calling 877-BUY-DELL. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Benson in for Jeff Calkins on the Jeff Calkins Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We finish with one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have or kept Jessica. You hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
It's probably not the one story you've been waiting for, but it's the one story that probably continues to hang on your mind today as we head into the weekend, which is the Memphis Tigers' loss to Cincinnati last night in overtime on the road. And it felt like a bummer because, as we've discussed on today's show, it very much felt like a game the Tigers could win and frankly should have won when they led by double digits with 6 minutes to play, when it felt like Precious Achiuwa was going to monster himself and get Memphis their first win at Cincinnati since 2007. So I'm going to end things on a positive note, though, because we've already gone through all of that. So this story and the way we wrap this goes out to my mom, because when I was in elementary school, my mom, every Valentine's Day, would make me give everyone in my class the same Valentine.
Love that move.
They all had to be of similar importance. So if I gave a jumbo pixie stick to my best friend Carly Motes,
everyone else get one.
Every single person in my class got a jumbo pixie stick. The people I didn't like, the people I didn't know, my teachers, everyone. The point of this being, other than I love my mom and happy Valentine's Day, the point being that on Valentine's Day, a day that by nature can make people feel left out and can make people feel alienated and alone, she always made sure that I was doing my part to make everyone feel appreciated. A little bit hyped up on sugar, but at the core was to make sure everyone felt appreciated. Now, the Memphis basketball team, they are now 17-7 on the season. They're fifth in the American. That's not fun. It's probably very easy for them not to feel appreciated because they don't have the record that encourages constant appreciation and admiration. But at the risk of sounding incredibly sappy and in my feelings, I wrote on Twitter last night that this Valentine's Day, maybe you should remind the Memphis players that you love them. Because as ESPN was scanning through their faces towards the end of overtime, you saw straight up sadness. And I couldn't help but remember the looks on those exact same faces when the number one recruiting class in the country addressed the media for the first time last year, when there was so much happiness and confidence and energy around this team. And that's just been zapped. And sure, this season is incredibly hard for Penny Hardaway, but Penny Hardaway is an adult who has learned the ropes and he has experienced the pain and disappointment that the sport can bring. But for most of these players, specifically the freshmen, they went from probably dominating most games they played at the high school level to experiencing this specific season of college basketball, a season that has gone literally anything but how they expected it to go. But this is a city who loves its basketball team, who expects greatness from its basketball team, but it's also a city unlike any I've ever lived in, and that's at its best when it's supporting and lifting up its own. And this Tigers team is one of its own. So you can be sad about the way the season has gone and disappointed and mad and whatever emotions you feel about, go for it. But try to remind this team, and especially the players, that they are appreciated in this city. And it's a day like Valentine's Day that makes that real easy to do, because Valentine's Day, honestly, it bugs me. It's over-commercialized glory and the idea of a day of romance and excess PDA and social media posts and hearts and candy and chocolate and spending a lot of money. But if you strip it down to just a day of appreciation and acts of kindness to the people around you and specifically the people you care about, Valentine's Day is kind of nice. And this Memphis team, despite how not nice this season has been, still deserves appreciation and is still a part of this season. So if you are giving everyone else in your life jumbo pixie sticks on this Valentine's Day, I would ask for you to give the Memphis basketball team jumbo pixie sticks, even though it probably doesn't fit into their diet. And they're probably not supposed to have them. And I don't even know. Do they still make jumbo pixie sticks?
You know, I think for a while they became a... Like, school started banning them because I know you find this hard to believe. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking,
there were things going on.
A mischievous 10-year-old boy, it makes a hell of a sound when you hit somebody with one of those jumbo pixie sticks. And so I think they started, like, controlling them. I do not know if they...
Frankly, it's better than what I thought. I thought you were going to say people were trying to, like,
No,
incredibly painful.
You got to stay kids. Well, I did, when you stripped down Valentine's Day, my mind did go a different direction than breaking it down to kindness and warmth.
We go back to that store that Jeff might have been seeing across from his hotel.
Exactly, Sigs and Love stuff.
9 miles off the freeway.
Yeah, so I do...
Okay.
I've not seen one.
I was just all of a sudden, I was like, I haven't seen one in a long time, but we were big fans in my elementary school class.
In fairness, though, I'm not sure we really need a pound and a half of sugar.
That's fair, but I would rather get my sugar like that, just straight up, no filter, as opposed to like those stupid candy hearts. Like, who actually enjoys eating chalky candy hearts?
Don't give
the Memphis Tigers basketball team candy hearts, because that's just saying that's just not a good message that you want to send. Don't give anyone you love those candy hearts. They will sit in the pantry and they will get stale and no one will eat them and they will be bad. All right, Jeffrey, what do we have coming up the rest of the day here on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Yes, here is what's coming up next on Jason and John. They are going to be live at the Wing Guru. So if you want to go out and see them today, they are live out at the Wing Guru, so the Mount Moriah location, I should say. Today on Giannotto and Jeffrey, fingers crossed, Mark is driving back from Cincinnati. He has had quite the travel experience. Fingers crossed, Mark will be back in studio with us. Also, Jason Munns will join us as well to relive what Jess has referred to as a sad Valentine's Day from the Memphis Tiger. Dan Wolkin will join GP at 4:25. Jeff will join him at 5.
I tried to bring some happiness, some optimism. I don't know, some This is a day, a lot of people just really dislike Valentine's Day. So I'm sure the piling on of a loss didn't exactly help. If you are still trying to find ways to feel better, I guess, watch the Rising Stars Challenge tonight. What time does that start? 7?
I believe that's correct.
I would
correct.
Imagine 7 o'clock. That's the normal time that these things start. You can watch Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. face off against Brandon Clark. You can watch Ja Morant and Zion Williamson on the same team. Two Rookie of the Year candidates. Can they work together? Can they split? No, they can't split the crown. It's Ja Morant's crown to take. Will you watch? You don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day today. You did it yesterday.
This feels very background noisy to me tonight.
Me too.
Very background noisy.
I would fold my laundry while, quote, watching.
I'm a big Friday laundry guy too. Like, if we're, like, staying in on Friday, she's watching TV. She goes to bed a lot earlier, so that's when I just knock it out.
That's fair.
You want some random Valentine's Day stats when you said, like, spending money on crap?
Yes, please. Americans, I don't even want to know.
Americans will spend $27 billion with a B on Valentine's Day this year. Last year, $9.5 billion was shelled out on unwanted gifts like kitchen utensils or a gym membership.
If you get me a kitchen utensil for Valentine's Day, we have a serious problem.
I thought getting the significant other a gym membership would be way more insulting.
See, I'm the weirdo. I like when that whole Peloton ad thing came out and people were very mad about the Peloton ad and getting it for Christmas. I would love a Peloton bike for Christmas.
Right. Yeah. You're going to give me something $5,000 that looks fun?
Yeah. Pay me for something that I would have to pay outside of that, please. But even, I mean, like we went out to dinner on Wednesday night and it was ridiculous. We had gift cards, so we thought we were ahead of the game on our nice steak dinner and we still ended up spending way too much money. So just order pizza or go to the Wingaroo. Go see Jason and John at the Wingaroo and get some wings because nothing says love like sitting together and getting wing sauce.
No, here's what nothing says love like. Today, there will be a 33% spike in online dating. The states with the biggest spikes are, this is a lot of range here, Alabama, Texas, West Virginia, and Tennessee.
Oh, welcome, Tennessee, to a wonderful group of states. I hope you swipe right. I hope you swipe left. Which one's bad?
I hope you get
swiped
right on.
I hope you have a mutual swiping that makes your Valentine's Day wonderful. That'll do it for us. We're moving over for Jason and John live from the Wingaroo on Mount Moriah. Stay tuned here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Thanks so much for joining us. Jeff Calkins will be back next week, and we'll see you then.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, it's Brad Carson from 92.9 FM ESPN, and it's time for the 24th annual Bunny Run 5K on Saturday, April 11th at Cancer Survivors Park over on Perkins Extended, and the race will be at 9 o'clock. Walkers start immediately after. A great family event, including an egg hunt, parade, children's games, face painting, and a special visit from the Easter Bunny. I'll be the MC, and it's a great cause, helping empower families and family-centered services with serves right here in Memphis. So join us. Sign up now at srvs.org or go to the events section now at 92.9ESPN.com.
I have a correction here, Jason and John will be live at the grand opening of the South Haven location of the Wingaroo, not the Mount Moriah location, a grand opening of the South Haven location. So if you want to go see Jason and John today, they're going to be at the brand new Wingaroo at South Haven, not Mount Moriah, South Haven. My apologies to all. Go check them out in South Haven today.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
The Gary Parish Show.
What you hope is that Justice Winslow, later this season and next season, he's in a lineup with Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson, Jonas Valanciunas. And if he is and he's living up to his potential and he's healthy, then you have a team option on him for the 2021-22 season. So there's really no long-term risk here. And either way, like I said, the Deion Waiters, Gorgui Jing money comes off the books after next season, at which point you can be a player in free agency, try to add another good piece to what could be, at that point, the strongest young core in the NBA.
Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spark some romance any day of the week with Serenity Day Spa's Couples Escape Package. A massage for two followed by a candlelit meal together. Print your gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Tracy Morgan returns.
Could have been worse. I could have got hit by Bob's discount furniture truck.
Live on stage with a brand new show.
When I was in that wheelchair, I still shopped at Walmart.
No Disrespect Tour.
When I was in that coma, y'all, I saw the white light. But I ain't go to it because I thought it was the police. Huh?
This Friday at Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com and HorseshoeTunica.com.
I miss doing this.
Check more at TracyMorgan.com.
I really miss y'all. I love you.
Jeff Calkins here, and I've got big news. I'm being cast in an opera, and I'm dead serious about this. I'm going to be cast as Buoso Donati in Gianni Schicchi, part of Opera Memphis's Puccini Double Bill, on February 14th and 15th at GPAC. This is the highlight of my life, and you can get tickets to watch me make my operatic debut at operamemphis.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.